Thank you for calling Yeesis, a Chubb company. Our normal business hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Central Time. Your call may be monitored or recorded for training and quality assurance purposes. For mailing or fax information, press 1. To use our dial-by-name directory, press 2. For all other inquiries involving a Hertz rental vehicle including credit card charges, damages to the Hertz vehicle that include tires and windshields, Hertz no rent list and emails received with incident reports attached, please press 3. If you are calling regarding a new or existing claim, please press 4. To repeat these options, press 0.
We did not get a response.
For mailing or fax information, press 1. To use our dial-by-name directory, press 2. For all other inquiries involving a Hertz rental vehicle including credit card charges, damages to the Hertz vehicle that include tires and windshields, Hertz no rent list and emails received with incident reports attached, please press 3. If you are calling regarding a new or existing claim, please press 4. To repeat these options, your call may be recorded. Your call is very important to us. All of our representatives are currently busy assisting other callers. Please hold for the next available representative. Thank you for holding. All of our representatives are still busy. Please remain on the line and your call will be answered as soon as possible. Thank you for holding. All of our representatives are still busy. Please remain on the line and your call will be answered as soon as possible. Thank you for holding. All of our representatives are still busy. Please remain on the line and your call will be answered as soon as possible.
Isis Claims, this is Brianna. How may I assist you today?
Yes, this is Nathan from Provider's Office, and I'm looking for the bill status.
Okay, I'd be more than happy to assist you with that. May I have a claim number, please?
It's a 1E01E210147598.
Thank you. Just one moment as I get that pulled off of my system.
All right.
Okay, so this is assigned out to our adjuster, Nicole Taylor, and I can provide you with her information if you want to take this down.
Can you just provide me the bill status?
I don't have access to that.
But Nicole never received.
You would have to speak with the adjuster on that.
All right, provide me the adjuster phone number and email address.
First name is Nicole. That's her email would be her first name, Nicole. N as in November, I as in India, C as in Charlie, O as in Oscar, L as in Lima, E as in Echo. Dot her last name Taylor, T A Y as in Yankee, L as in Lima, O as in Oscar, R as in Roger. At ESIS, that's E as in Echo, S as in Sierra, I as in India, S as in Sierra. .com. Her phone number, let me get that for you. It's 954-940-9535.
Can you transfer this call?
I can get you transferred over to her line if you would like.
All right, sure.
Yeah, go ahead and get you over. You have a wonderful day.
You as well. Bye.
Thank you for calling ESIS. This is Nicole speaking.
Yes, this is Nathan from Provider's Office, and I'm looking for the bill status.
Okay, I'll give you the correct claim number because I don't handle PIP. What claim number do you have?
Yes. I do have...
Can I get the claim number?
Yeah, yes. I'll provide you it. So 1, E as in Edward, 01. Then again, E as in Edward, 210. 147598.
Give me 1 second, please.
Actually, you are the adjuster. The call representative told me and provided me your number.
Yeah, but they always give the liability claim number instead of the PIP number. That's something I cannot explain why they do it, but I'll give you the correct number. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Yeah, so remove the claim number you just gave me. Remove that from your system. And then whenever you're ready, I'll give you the correct claim number.
Oh, sure. Oh, I'm ready.
It's 1, M as in Mary, 01, M as in Mary, 01-39-36-966.
Okay.
And the adjuster is Nikki, N-I-K-K-I. And her last name is Hensley, HENSLEY.
Hmm?
Her phone number is 913-444-7.
Then?
Say that one more time.
Yeah, it's 913-444.
Hold on, because I got out of it. 7997.
7997. Okay, and do you have the email address?
I'll transfer you for her to give that to you, okay?
Okay.
Alright, thank you.
This is Nikki.
Yeah, this is Nathan from provider's office, and I'm looking for the
administrator.
Hello? Hello?
This is Nikki.
Yes, this is Nathan from provider's office, and I'm looking for the bill status.
What's the claim number?
It's 1M01M013-936-966.
Who's the claimant?
It's Judith Santius.
And who's the provider in the data service?
What is the provider name? Office name is New York Pain Medicine Associate, and date of service May 30, 2025.
And the billed amount?
It's $11,324.71.
Okay, give me one second. Let me see if I can locate it. You said it was New York Pain Medicine?
Yes.
Okay, there's no data service 520 of 25 on file. You'll need to resubmit.
No, it's not 520, it's 530. May 30.
Well, there's no May dates of service on file. I only have January, so you'll still need to resubmit.
Okay, can you provide me the fax number or payer ID if I want to submit through it?
Yes, the fax number is 844-890-6967. And also, please be advised that this claim is denied to the EUO no-show, so I will send the denial out when that bill is received.
Okay, no problem, but I have to submit this bill. And
I understand that. I'm just letting you know so you can notate your system.
Yes. And do you have a payer ID if I have to submit the bill through electronically or through the clearing house?
We don't accept electronic bills. We don't accept electronic bills. You have to fax or mail it in.
All right. So it's a no-fault claim, right?
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Nikki, for having me information. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you.
Bye.